We're on the phone with Mick Bondi, guitarist and vocalist with the Garcia Project, the only national touring Jerry Garcia tribute band performing actual full classic Jerry Garcia band set lists from 1976 to 1995. Mick, great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you, Dave.
You guys are playing Cohoes Music Hall Friday, November 15th, 8 p.m. Tickets at thecohoesmusichall.org. You guys come around here quite often.
Dave, we have such a good time at the Cohoes Music Hall. We started the band back in 2010 in the Saratoga Springs region. So this is, you know, this is a homecoming every time we come back here. We have so many friends and family that come out. I know we sold the Cohoes out a few times, so I would encourage any listeners to get tickets as soon as possible, and you know, bring your family and friends. This is going to be a very special show. We're going to have a film crew there recording the show and interviewing some of the fans and everything for a new documentary that's coming out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a movie. It's called The Music Plays the Band. It's about the Grateful Dead tribute scene and the players that are out there doing this. And you know, for us, the music of Jerry Garcia has always been a sacred space, and it's our mission to bring this music, you know, to the people.
Now, Mick, you mentioned you guys got together around 2010. How did it all get started?
You know, it was happenstance, really. I had played in a lot of different bands, you know, growing up and everything, but at this point in my life, I was working for a PR firm that needed a band for a hospital fundraiser. And I had just happened to be playing with some guys, and, you know, we played a little bit of Jerry Garcia band stuff. The keyboard player at the time was from a church, and he really liked, you know, the gospel-y spiritual stuff that, you know, the Jerry Garcia band had in it with the Hammond organ and everything. So, you know, we went out and we played this hospital fundraiser, and it was a hit. And so we got some more gigs, and within a year we became regional. You know, and just a couple years later, we were touring all over the country.
It's important to point out, too, Mick, that the Garcia Project is not a cover band, but a working band paying tribute to one of the greatest artists of our time. You fill the role of Jerry within the band. How hard is it stepping into those shoes?
You know, if you think about it too much, it's almost impossible. You know, I know that nobody can, you know, bring Jerry back. And, you know, there's some guitar players out there that do a great job, you know, playing the Jerry stuff. All I try and do when I'm doing it is, you know, I love the music. Jerry touched my soul. I know he touched a lot of other people's, you know, and I just want to rejoice with them with it. I go in, you know, my ego death has happened many times, and I just really appreciate the tone and the spirit and the intention that Jerry brought to the music. And I try and do that in my own way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can do. And that's all I can do, you know. And so when I go up there, I mean, we always have a huddle before the show, and we thank Jerry, and we thank the people, and we thank the music and the legacy that's there. Our intention is very humble, and we let the music speak for itself. We just appreciate the music so much. It's a group effort, you know.
And Mick, your guitars even built to be identical to Jerry's.
It's amazing. I actually, when we started the band, I built my own guitar out of some parts from Warmoth Guitars, you know, with the same shape and everything. But we were in California in, I think it was 2016, and a gentleman came up and loved our playing. He actually, long story short, you know, he gifted me these two incredible guitars that I play with and tour with now. And one of them is a Tiger guitar based on Jerry's Tiger. And it's, you know, it's as close as you're going to get. It's built by a guy named Leo Elliott from Dallas, Texas, Scarlet Fire Guitars. And since the guitar was gifted to me after that, he's been very busy building other guitars for other players. But he's just started working with Doug Irwin, the original builder of Jerry's Tiger guitar. And they're collaborating now, which is pretty amazing.
Identical. I mean, the guitars, the strings, the pickups, the effects pedals, even your amps are identical as well.
You know, it's all part of the sound. I've been chasing the sound for a while. You know, the tone, when I first heard Jerry in 88, the tone, I don't know how else to describe it, but it echoed in my rib cage. You know what I mean? It just went right to my soul. And I just wanted, you know, to hear that sound again. And I always wanted to play Jerry's rig. So I started building it quite a while ago. But recently, just before we were out in California finishing up the recording on our new album, which I want to tell you about. But we're on our way to California to do some shows as well. One of my amps, it's a Macintosh 2100, similar to what Jerry had broke. It's, you know, 40 years old. It, you know, it some of the components went out on it. So while in California, a friend of mine turned me on to this guy, Peter Miller at CAE Sound. And I brought it into him and said, hey, man, can you fix this? And he said, sure, you know, and we hit it off. It turns out he was the Grateful Dead's amp tech for like 15 years.
Oh, my God.
And so we head up and we did two nights up at Wavy Gravy's Hog Farm. And I got a phone call from him and he said, I fixed it, but I got a special surprise for you. He said, I had all of Jerry's parts here from his Macintosh.
Oh, wow.
And I put him in your amp. Mm. And I was like, what? So, you know, some of Jerry's amp guts are in my Macintosh now. It sounds better than ever.
That's astounding.
And, it is astounding. And he said he was just waiting for the right person, you know?
Wow.
And it just blew my mind.
Yeah.
We just wrapped up recording on our new album that's coming out called Spirit.
Yeah.
And so, a couple years ago, we met Maria Muldaur. And she took a liking to us. We took a liking to her. Now, for those of you that don't know, Maria was in the Jerry Garcia band in 77 and 78.
Right.
And she was on tour, you know, with Donna, singing with Donna and Jerry. So we hooked up with her, and she, you know, we've done some recreation shows where we've done 1978 shows that she was actually at. And she's been loving it, and the fans have been loving it. We've done those mostly on the West Coast, but we're going to bring them to the East Coast at some point.
Oh, that's great.
But while we were working with her, you know, she's like, how come you guys, you know, you guys are so good. Why don't you put out an album? And instantly I thought, well, it's all cover songs, you know. It's all, you know, Jerry Garcia band was, you know, he played a lot of covers, a lot of songs that he liked by other artists.
Sure.
And
sure.
So I thought that was a little strange for us to put out a tribute album. But I did say that I had an idea a while ago to put a compilation album together of Jerry's gospel songs. And spiritual songs, and there's so many good ones. And Maria instantly, she loved that, and she agreed to produce our album and guest on it. We also have Jackie LaBranch on the album. Jackie sang with the Jerry Garcia band for 15 years. We have Buzz Buchanan, who drummed with Jerry Garcia, played drums in 77, 78. He's on the album. We got Peter Rowan, who started Old Man in the Way with Jerry.
Yeah.
Singing some tracks and playing guitar with us. Also, Jacob Jolla from Yonder Mountain String Band's on the album.
Oh, cool.
And the list goes on and on. Rick Turner from co-founder of Alembic, you know, one of the founders of Alembic that helped build the Wall of Sound, you know, he's on the album playing guitar. It's just really coming together nice. We're really excited to get it out there. We do have a pre-order page on our website. If you go to thegarciaproject.com/spirit, you'll find out more info, see some pictures from the studio, and you'll be able to pre-order the album. We're looking at shipping it in early December.
Okay.
Just in time for the holidays.
Wow, just in time. Spirit from the Garcia Project. We have Mick Bondi, guitarist and vocalist with the band, on the phone with us. Mick, tell us some of the other members of the project.
Sure. We have a few different people in the band right now. I'm playing guitar. We have Kat Walkerson, who's been with us since the beginning, singing vocals. She covers the Donna Jean vocals and also the Gloria and Jackie vocals when we do the later shows. We have Dan Cray on bass. He's been with us since the beginning as well. Dan's my right-hand man when it comes to the jams. I mean, he's got a same passion for the tech and gear, too. He has different basses for the different eras, and his amp is all set up like John Conn's, and we really get into that together, you know, trying to make it sound just right.
Mm-hmm.
For keyboards, we use, just like Jerry Garcia used different keyboard players through the years and different drummers, we also do as well. For the show at Cahoe's, we're going to have Jason Smiley Engelson. We call him Smiley. His forte is piano. And for drums at this show, we'll have a local Saratoga bass player who actually we started with him in the early days. And then when we started touring, he couldn't tour as much, but he's coming back for this hometown show. That's Bob McGowan.
Nice. That's great.
And, Bob's a great guy, great drummer, and the band is just so excited to come back to Cahoe's. The first time we played there, we were pleasantly surprised to sell the place out, and we literally brought the house down. One of the it's an older building, and one of the ornate structures from the roof actually fell off during our show.
Oh, no kidding.
And, They had since fixed it, but it is amazing, and it's an incredible sounding theater. I'm sure you've been there, but it's a beautiful sounding place. The staff and the crew there are just top notch.
It really is a beautiful space. The Garcia Project, November 15th, a Friday night, 8 p.m. at the Cohoes Music Hall, thecohoesmusichall.org. Now, Dennis McNally, former publicist for the Jerry Garcia Band, spent a lot of nights in a lot of places with Jerry and the band. And when he hears you, he says, you make him feel like he's back at the war field. How does that make you feel?
I'm sitting here going, I can't believe he said that. But I was there when he said it. Well, him and Susanna Millman were at one of our shows, and we were doing Mission in the Rain, and they came out and danced together. And
wow.
They said, man, they said, you brought us right back, you know. And we were doing a 92 show from the war field, you know. So, you know, we do pay attention to the details.
Mm.
And for people like Dennis, who's been... I mean, he was managing, you know, the press on the Jerry Garcia Band, the Grateful Dead, and he's been to some shows, you know. So for him to say that and to mean that and the look in his eyes when he just said that we're doing it, you know, it's a good feeling, and it keeps us going, you know. It's a hard job.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining about it, but it's a lot of work. You know, once you get into really doing this on the level that we're doing it, it is a lot of work, and we put a lot of our sweat into it. And, you know, we do it because we love the music and we love the people.
Yeah, it's high praise. Have you gotten any feedback from Bob Weir or Mickey Hart or Bill Kreutzmann?
We've actually, Kat and I got to meet Bobby at the Sweetwater and like a week before one of our shows there, which we sold out. And we were seeing Yorma from Hot Tuna play solo acoustic. And we're in the back of the room, and we're hanging out next to, there's an empty stool, and there's a guy sitting next to it, and then there's Kat and I, you know? And after the first song, there's a little bit of, you know, rustle in the audience and everything, and we see Bob Weir walk up, and he gives me a cheers with his wine glass and says, how you guys doing? And sits down next to us. Well, it turns out Rob Wasserman was sitting next to him.
Wow.
So we got to enjoy the whole show hanging out with Bobby and Rob in a very surreal experience.
I bet.
I told Bobby about our stuff, and he's like, Jerry, yeah, that's cool, you know? And, the last thing he said to me was, here's the hope and I can make your show. And I said, thanks, man. You know, you're always welcome. And at that show, his people were actually there setting up his microphone and his amp and everything. But he got held up at a fundraiser the same night and wasn't able to make it. But that was a close call for us. And everybody was wondering what it would be like having Bobby singing Jerry Band tunes with us. But I think he would have just had a ball with it, you know.
Oh, I'm sure. Mick Bondi from the Garcia Project on the phone with us. Now, Jerry and the band, they toured and recorded sporadically throughout its 20-year existence, often during breaks in the Dead's schedule. Have you performed every set list yet?
Not yet.
Not
but
yet.
We are working on it. We've just recently, Dan, our bass player, and I are working on a database that we're going to release to the public very soon that has every show that we've played. And you'll be able to sort it by, you know, how many times we played Sugary, how many times we played Cactus John, what years we played, all this fun stuff to look at. and so hopefully we're going to have that out in 2020, which will be our 10-year anniversary. We have played quite a few shows, and there's more shows than, you know, in certain years than other years. Typically, there's a few years we haven't actually even played yet. I don't think we played an 85 show, you know, so there's a couple of years that we haven't even got to yet. We're looking at possibly doing a whole tour of certain years.
Yeah.
So you might see a Garcia Project tour in the spring or the summer or the fall with a certain year in mind that we just play every show from that year on the tour.
I love it.
We're having so much fun with it.
How do you decide on what set list to play each night?
Well, there's a little bit of work involved in that. We do keep record of what we played the last time, and if it's a first time venue, we kind of just go by, you know, a little bit of magic and luck on picking the right show. It always seems to be perfect. But if we played a 76 show, you know, the last time we were there, we'll probably play something from the 80s or 90s the next time we're there.
Wow.
We try and mix it up every time.
That's great. That's great. Mick Bondi from the Garcia Project playing the Cohoes Music Hall Friday, November 15th at 8 p.m. Tickets at thecohoesmusichall.org. And you're going to have a film crew here filming a documentary that's coming out. The Garcia Project is a part of, what's the name of that again? The Music Play the Band? What is it?
The Music Plays the Band. It's a not-for-profit documentary. It's going to delve deep into the musical legacy of the Grateful Dead. And it's going to capture the enduring spirit that continues to thrive in the constantly growing Deadhead community.
And we know when that's coming out?
That's going to be out. I'm thinking it's going to be out next year. There's a lot of footage that they're going through right now. And the guy that's producing it, Andy Logan, he's also the guy that gifted me the guitars. And he's been he's the executive producer of the film. And he's also the founder of the Grateful Guitars Foundation. It's going to be a new nonprofit that will ensure players get the gear they deserve. And it's going to launch when the film premieres. So
wow, that's so cool.
We're going to be on the lookout for that as well. Yeah. He's an amazing person, a musical philanthropist, if you will.
That's great. And Spirit is coming out in December. People can pre-order that album right now, thegarciaproject.com, featuring our good friends Maria Muldaur and Peter Rowan, Jackie LaBranch, and many more. This is a fun time. You got a lot of things you're balancing there, Mick.
There's a lot going on, you know, but Anytime we can get together with people that enjoy it as much as we do, it's always a good experience.
And you can check out the experience, the Garcia Project, Cohoes Music Hall, Friday, November 15th, thecohoesmusichall.org. And check out the Garcia Project online, thegarciaproject.com. Mick, it was a pleasure talking to you. Best of luck, and we'll see you here November 15th.
Thanks a lot, Dave. I appreciate you.